So based on those concerns, I think.
That's Zurichlane.
Zurichlane, thank you. So to avoid intersection spacing and the fact that just this road would be at this pinch point and kind of redundant, I think that's reason enough to at least get rid of it from 740 East over to Mitchie Lane. Your general plan amendment application asks for many other things, like will this take, will this stop food production? And there's a whole bunch of other things. A lot of that doesn't apply. But I think the biggest one is that this road, I don't feel it is really needed. By keeping it, creates some safety problems. And then there are a lot of advantages to the school if we get rid of it. More of a play area. Neighborhoods now won't feel like they're connected to the school, which may be important to them because they won't want parents cutting through their neighborhood to pick up kids. It forces all the traffic on the east side. As I've worked in schools, worked for five different school districts, a lot of times the neighborhoods don't want people cutting through their residential area. They'd rather keep traffic out on the main road. So that's another consideration here. The Nearings in the past have raised concerns about this road going through. If Clint wants to say anything about that, we'll let him give more details. Do you have any questions for me?
No.
That was way too easy on me.
It's late. Okay, this is scheduled for a public hearing. Maybe we ought to have our public hearing portion now, unless Rob, did you have something that you wanted to?
I want to say something about the proposed site plan, and then you want to say something about the neighbors too, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
All right. My name's Melissa Ray. I actually live at 244 Annaline. You get nervous and you forget your address up here. You actually saw my house in the last presentation because I live in Lacey Lane Estates. Anyways, I actually went and talked to the people in the hamlet along that border where the road would basically butt up against their backyards and knock down doors for a little while. And I got seven people to answer their doors, and every single one of them, and I made copies, signed a petition that were against the road, obviously for safety reasons and noise reasons, and you know, a couple of them had kids, and so they didn't want the road going right there behind their houses with their kids playing in the backyard. And a lot of them, and I was very up forward, and I said that we were building a school, and we were going to be working on the property as well. And one of the neighbors also brought in a concern that 4th of July, kids launch aerial fireworks in that field. And so they were actually excited that we were going to, you know, landscape it and help protect that property more in that way as well. Do you have any questions for me? I just wanted to tell you that I did talk to the neighbors around the hamlet, as that road would affect them as well.
Questions? Sounds like you're going to build a school.
Yes. I am. I'm very excited. It's been a lifelong dream of mine. I do have a degree in education. I've taught for several years. I ran my own business for 6 years in Hawaii, sold that, and came back here for family support and better education here, to be frank. And I have a little boy, and education is obviously important to me. And so I can't wait. He graduates kindergarten next year, so he will be one of my students.
Great. Okay, Rob.
Hey, Rob Bowers, 230 East Ridgeway in Midway. So I'll keep my comments solely just to the site plan, kind of the concept with that and the impact of the road, but not related to the general plan in this case. So speaking of the Montessori, she's kind of going through a modified Montessori school approach is what they'd like to do. And for those of you familiar with the Montessori approach, it's something a lot about self-exploration, kind of finding out things on your own to a degree. And it also makes us some grades, you know, between of different ages within the same classroom setting. And with that explorative kind of nature or aspect of the Montessori method, there's also a strong tie that the applicant has towards the nature and connections to nature in general. It's a really unique site when you go out there, because you're kind of secluded from the other areas, and actually the views to Mount Timpanogos and to Mill Peak in this area are quite exceptional. And they wanted to be able to have a connection to nature. And we feel like with the site plan that we have before you, you're coming through kind of more of a natural feel in that area with the landscaping coming up to that. And then you have the orientation of the building is actually directed towards the views. So that's basically straight towards Mount Timpanogos. So that when they're in that classroom, they'll have windows looking outside directly into that. So that's kind of the main concept of why you see the buildings oriented as they are. Another aspect to that is also the separation of the student play zones. Paul kind of mentioned that a little bit. But when you have that play area, it's more separated from, you know, the roadways and things like that, which is very beneficial to them for safety concerns and things like that as well. And then just to mention, this plan, the buildings you show, that you see laid out in front of you, are kind of full build out. They're probably not going to build all of those at once. The intention is to do it by phase with some of the younger grades first and then some of the older grades later. So 1 through 3 initially with 2 different classes, and then 2 classes that have 4 through 6 at a later date. And then at some point, they think that they'll put in some sort of gym performance area. Conceptually, that's the farthest on the left site. And that's the reason we also kind of expanded that approach and have the parking along the side, is so that you can have parking for, you know, all the students. It would be in a, you know, one per kid basically, in that area that you can set without having to park them on the street and stuff like that. So one car for every student.
So the perimeter parking or parking on the side of the road would give you 100 spaces roughly?
Well, it's in the 2 classrooms, so like for the grades 1 through 3, there's 2 classes, both of 20 students. So you're looking at about 40 students total that would be in a given presentation, right? Or some sort of performance going on. And so this would provide for 40 stalls. The idea is to provide 40 stalls on site in doing that. We didn't want to put a big sea of parking in there. Parking stalls, going to minimize that so that it doesn't look like just a big empty parking lot all the time. And with it being along the road, the access road there, it's going to, most people won't like think that's odd or anything like that, you know, if you drive down that access aisle. Does that answer your question?
Yeah, but then as they expand to, 4 through 6, and increase the student body, would you need more parking? Or would they?
No, because the critical event is basically when they're doing a performance.
Yeah, and that's
per
grade.
Yeah, when all the parents are coming in to see their kids, and you'll do that per grade level.
Okay.
So you'll have both the classes for 1 through 3 or both the classes for 4 through 6.
Yeah.
But you're not going to have all of them together at the same time.
Got it.
So it's kind of designing to that critical event, essentially. So, and then also on the site plan, that kind of a couple. The one that shows the building overlay on that, we had the roadway and it showed the building on top of it as well.
Right there.
So it's really difficult to see there, but there's a line kind of right here showing that setback. You know, given the side of this, that kind of buildable area essentially is really dramatically reduced. The numbers you can't see on some of the other slides is 42, I think 42 and 44. Where the numbers of the site is basically unbuildable with this road. So you have the road plus the setbacks along the street. That takes up a big chunk of their property. And it would make it really difficult to do. So if you imagine if something was a similar size to this, one is it doesn't work very well right here because that would probably to make the student play area. And then a lot of this land would be taken up just with the parking that'd be required. So that's just as far as the site plan. It doesn't work as well any other questions for me, and I'll step out for deliberations.
All right.
Okay.
Thanks, Ron.
Thank you.
Okay.
Can I speak?
Sure. Yes.
I'm Clint Nearings. I live at 226 740 East. My home is actually right here. I come representing my dad and my brother. He actually owns the home that abuts the property. We're very much in favor of removing the road for obviously congestion and everything. And even before we get to that, I really want to thank you guys for what you do. It's a very thankless job. You never make everybody happy. You have to balance a lot. But I wanted to talk about the road. Like I said, we're very supportive of removing the road all the way through it and into 740. And as we talked about, we have Mitchie Lane, we've got Main Street, we've got a lot of bigger roads that will handle a lot of occupancy, a lot of flow of traffic. We would actually see if the count or the commission's amenable to moving it all the way across. I know I talked to Kim Besant that owns a home that is attached to the, he lives here, and then I've spoke with the Thackers as well. The two homes that will be served if the road does come through to 740 and then head south to Mitchie Lane, they're also in favor of having this little 108-foot section of road removed. And I know that if we get Edelweiss, once that those existing lots do build out, everybody likes to live on a dead-end cul-de-sac. Nobody wants a through road, whether it's there or not. So we wanted to express our support for this and to see if we can at least lighten your workload, if there's one less applicant and one less time and meeting that you have to sit through, because this is a frequent thing for you guys with the building that we have going on, is being late into the night trying to make everybody happy. So we just wanted to entertain if we can just, if we don't feel like near 2,000 feet is needed, what's the difference between 108.75 feet to finish it through? So thanks for your time.
Sure. Okay, thoughts?
I like your school concept. I know it's, you have it, you're gonna do a school either way. I'm in favor of no road and just having it be a school and a nice school. Midway could use more open space and things like schools instead of condos. They've got the village going in on the other side. They don't need more houses there and roads and whatever else. So I just wanted to say that.
Great, thanks. Yep. Are we generally in favor of this thing? Any concerns?
Okay. So I think the only thing we can address is what's on the agenda, even though I agree with Mr. Nearing that the 108.75 doesn't make sense if this gets removed, but I don't know if we can address that as much as we'd like to.
Yeah, we noticed specifically from 740 to Mitchie Lane, so we'll have to address other sections of the road at some other point in the future.
And I just realized that we've got a public hearing scheduled, so if there's anyone here that wanted to make comments during our public hearing, step up to the microphone. Okay, there isn't any, so we'll close the public hearing. Does anybody want to make a motion?
Sure.
Okay.
I'll make a motion that we recommend approval of adjusting the general plan amendment to amend the Midway City's road system master plan. That would remove a portion of the future planned road from 200 South between 740 East and Mitchie Lane through the stated parcels. And accept the staff's findings as written.
So just a thought on the findings. What about a finding that the road in question or the future road in question isn't really that critical, it's not, you know, an important road. You made that Michael made that comment earlier, and it seems like that kind of weighs into our decision here. What would you think about a finding, adding a finding to the fact that?
Yeah, I agree with that. And
that proposed road isn't really critical anyway, because the other findings seem to support it. So, kind of balances things out.
So we'd add to the findings that we feel like the road is not